Okay, we're going live. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Benrod.
Here.
Browder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on August 9th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I found a spelling on the paragraph that starts Mr. Coverstone questioned. And if you go down to the fourth line, it was not necessarily a complaint.
Ah, good catch. I did not catch that.
On the Mr. Coverstone questioned paragraph. Spell check wouldn't catch that.
That's true, because it's an actual word. Any other changes or corrections? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the Board of Works meeting minutes with the noted change by Nicole.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor, give the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the bid opening for the Main Street lighting project.
Okay, we have one bid. It's from TGB Unlimited Incorporated. For a total bid of $75,480.
Okay. So we only got one bid in? Okay. So, yes, Sean.
So, routinely what has happened is they've submitted bids to the maintenance facility, and I will find them in the mail the next day. So I will double check the mail in the morning and make sure there wasn't any that were submitted today since we've gotten the mail. So,
was this the one that was given to Katie this afternoon?
Yeah, but if it says in here it has to be here, they wouldn't be any good. The bids wouldn't.
Right. Okay. Does it specifically say that it needs to be delivered to City Hall?
Yeah, so if they did, then they wouldn't.
Do we have an engineer's estimate on that project?
We do not.
Okay.
We changed the project quite a bit. that's underneath the original engineer's estimate, but we have cut a lot of things out that we're going to do ourselves to save money on the project. So.
Okay. We will table that and have it reviewed, and hopefully at the next meeting we'll be able to award or not.
Should be able to.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Okay, next up is street closing, which is actually, I think, more of what? Parking space and sidewalk closing, right? For 114 West Van Buren. Come on up. Name and address, please.
Tina Hauser, 114 West Van Buren Street, Columbia City, Indiana, 46725.
Okay, and tell us what you are doing.
We are doing a full remodel on the facade and the first floor of the building. We're moving our real estate office from 126 North Main Street into 114.
Okay. And did you, I think we had kind of talked earlier, but did you say that you thought it'd be about a month?
I'm thinking it's going to be about a month. And I'd need two spaces, enough for a big dumpster, because we're taking everything down to the brick in there. But I'm thinking thinking a month. If it goes over, I'm sorry, but I'm thinking that it should all be done in a month.
Okay. Questions from the board?
The only thing I mentioned to her, it's first Friday, it's
Well, and I think one of these things, I know a part of it, do we notify Main Street or does she notify Main Street?
I notify the street closing, everybody gets
okay. So they may reach out to you and say, hey, I don't know if there's anything, once it's set, I don't know if there's anything you can do about it at that point.
The whole point is obviously closing the sidewalk is because we need the scaffolding to do the painting and the wrapping of the metal and all the kind of stuff.
Sure.
So that's with, obviously, in the dumpster. But I would like to get the dumpster be
of the way. Okay. And we're talking about three parking spaces anyway, so it's not going to be a huge area.
Two or three.
Two or three, yeah. Well, you have 2.5. That's what I said for. Okay. Okay. That's true, I guess. That is possible. That's possible.
Golf cart.
Yeah, or cart. Maybe, yeah. Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the sidewalk and three parking spaces, if you will, closing at 114 West Van Buren Street as presented.
Second.
Second with a question.
Okay.
Barricades, I mean, are you working with the city
on
that?
Yeah, no, I'm working with the construction company.
Okay.
They've been putting cones up right now, but as soon as they're able, they'll barricade it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you. So
okay.
I can bring all that stuff in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got approved?
Thank
yep.
Everybody.
Thank you. Okay, we have a bunch of street cut permits, but I think I'd like to do the other street closing permit that we have, which is the sign installation. You guys got that? I think that's on your... I think that was on in your Dropbox as a separate file. Was that right?
Separate file.
Yeah, I think it was a separate file. Maybe. Yeah, it printed separate.
Parking space.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so this is a sign installation. Looks like for best I can tell is I think Community of Hope Church. I think that's what that is.
It is. It is.
Yes. Okay. Okay. It looks like that they want to take the parking spaces. On West Jackson Street there in front of the actual church, as well as looks like two spaces on Chauncey Street there as well. But it's only for basically a day.
Okay.
So any questions about that or concerns? I don't know. Does it say what they're actually doing?
They're putting up a sign, I believe, but I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Sign installation. But did they say... Are they, like, just replacing the sign they have there? Because, I mean, I know there is a sign there, okay? I know there's a sign there, and I think it's a east-west sign, a sign that runs east-west.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if it's just a one-for-one replacement. That's my guess. But.
Could we maybe a day or two before this closes put up some... Do not park sign from this date to this date. That way people can get prepared for, that's a pretty good number of parking lots.
Yeah.
Or parking spaces.
Well, so it's in 3 days from now. I don't have a problem if you want to have a sign put up that says, you know, no parking. But it's only one day, as I can see it. So,
yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, again, I don't have any problem with that. We could actually just have them, when Rosie calls them, and says, yeah, you've been approved or whatever, we can just say, hey, will you put up a sign tomorrow or today or whatever it is to let them know that these spaces will
be
blocked for that day.
Just somebody to police it so that you don't get a car. You might park your car there for a half a day.
And that is a Friday. Friday during the day, I think. Am I counting correctly, the 26th?
Thursday. Yeah.
3rd, 24th is Wednesday, 25th is Thursday, 26th is a Friday. Yeah. So...
I think no matter what you do, people might park there. They park right beside no parking signs.
That's
right.
That's true.
Well, I'm just being
proactive. Yeah. So, and I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the sign installation request for 208 West Jackson Street.
Second.
Motion second. A further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, street cut permits. We will do. We gotta find them first. Corner of Spencer Vine, Simonson, and Chauncey Streets. This is for Surf Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the kind of the cutting and then spotting where the utilities are to make sure, things like that. Again, I want to reiterate that if they dig it, they got to put it back the way it was. So, questions regarding that?
Which one were you on?
Corners of Spencer Vine, Simonson, and Chauncey Streets in the packet.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions?
Mm-mm.
Kelly, you signed off on this, so I'm assuming you're, yeah, okay. Okay, motion to approve the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys for the corner of Spencer, Vine, Simonson, and Chauncey Streets.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is 518 South Chauncey Street curb cut. That is for, appears to be a sewer repair. I'm assuming Surf hit a line there and they have to repair it. Is that what I'm seeing now? Okay. Questions regarding 518 South Chauncey? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we'll do 1127 South Raber Road, which is in front of you. And this says basically they're, it looks like they're putting in a driveway to a new pole building. Yes?
Yep.
Okay. And I know our map says Swihart, and the address says South Raber Road. And I think this is a conversation that Dan, I don't know if Dan and you spoke about it at all, but like what is what, whether it's Swihart or Raber, maybe it's both.
They can figure that out. I think that'd be his department figured out.
That's true. That's true. But you can literally see the road change here. I don't know if you noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Anyways, any concerns about this?
But it's going to be a stone driveway? Or
well,
gravel?
That's what he, yeah.
Yeah. Looks like it. And it looks like really no different than the stone driveway that's just immediately to the northwest of where it's already at. You see that stone driveway going back?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so.
Yeah.
So is that be a permanent driveway? I mean, there's no restrictions on
that? There's no restrictions on that, no.
I mean,
no.
The rest of them are stone, like the mayor mentioned in there. Doesn't really make any sense to make him put in anything different.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I have talked in the past with Nathan Dilger at planning and building a little bit about stone driveways versus asphalt driveways, and you know, his kind of comment is obviously we always prefer asphalt. If it were a business, asphalt, obviously. But for the, you know, there's so many little drives that have been put in or extensions of driveways that have been put in that are stone that just going back now would.
Well, I've seen we've done it both ways before.
Yeah.
Within the city limits,
sure.
We've had them put in a hard surface of mm-hmm. some type. And so I would just, you know, if there was a discrepancy. But I agree with what your chair was saying. We've already set a precedence here to mm-hmm. go forward.
Yep. Make a motion, we approve 1127 South Raber Road as presented.
Second.
Motion Third. Seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is 1001 Connection Way. Looks like this is an installation of a gas main for Culver's. Kelly, you're okay with that?
Okay. Yep.
Any questions from the board?
I do not.
Okay. I'll make a motion we approve 1001 Connection Way as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I can wait on that. Next up, bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $966,498.63 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated August 23rd, 2022.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $291,397.38 plus overtime in the amount of $12,123.78 from the pay file ending 8-12-2022. Is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Sorry. Double check the PayPal. The PayPal.
I think it is.
Okay.
It just sounded funny to me.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Sean.
So, out on Westgate, we have everything energized now. All transformers, all tie lines, so if we do have an incident out there, we can backfeed everything now. So that's great news for everyone out there, but we're going to start transitioning overhead services, do underground services this week and next. So we will be contacting those people out there, let them know they're going to be short out of power for a short period of time while we do that. We executed a pole attachment agreement with Surf Wireless in the last couple weeks to allow them to attach to our poles for house services only. So just going from the pole to the house. So if the customer doesn't have an underground path or can't get their underground, they can still do so renting our poles. So I was happy we got that accomplished. Couple other things we're working on, working with AEP on their 69 kV conversion project still. They're way behind. Obviously, that was scheduled to start June 2022 and has not. So, I have a meeting with them coming up in October with a kind of a status update. I know they're struggling with supply chain issues as well, so just like we are. So, that project's getting pushed back. I had a meeting with Kent Power, who we approved and wrote a PO for the North Substation Entry Project, also facing supply chain issues. I think we're going to push back the start of that project until the fall. If you guys may or may not remember, part of the requirement on that project was they not operate during our peak loading periods, which is middle of summer, middle of winter, because we have to take that substation out of service for a short period of time. So it was looking like they weren't going to be able to get the material in until December, so we went ahead and pushed that project back to the spring when we were less loaded and we were able to serve that load with only two substations. Also, I'm going to request that we hire an additional employee in the electric department. We have one gentleman out for military for probably a year and a half. We also have another gentleman who's going to be stepping down from his position for personal reasons, and he will not be returning to the electric department. So I'm just asking for your blessing to start that process.
Problems with that?
I did not.
You move forward.
All right, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Questions, Sean? Thank you, Terry.
So we're working with SOS. Is going to be out at MSF tomorrow. We're rewiring that building. That building's wiring is over 20-some years old. It's got Cat 3 and Cat 5 in it. So we're going to be putting new wiring in there starting tomorrow. Had a discussion and applied for IoT out of Indiana, Knowledge V4 company, to possibly get us some software and some classes that we can hand out or send out to the employees on phishing and malware and stuff like that to give them a little educational level on what they might see. Also working with SOS from Mike Shoda, the department, to put in a new gate controller. Hopefully that'll solve some of their issues. That's all I need.
Questions of Terry. Thank you, Terry. Mike.
Last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I was in Fort Wayne at the IWEA conference. While I was over there, I talked to some representatives from pump manufacturers and also engineer on the Portsmouth project. And I didn't plan on having a meeting while I was over there, but we actually got together and talked. And on that project, the way it's looking, Main Street, we're going to have to replace the pumps over there if we want that station to work. It won't work with a smooth pipe. When that was originally designed, I found out it was designed with a rough pipe, which I had told you before. And the length of that forest main went from Main Street down through the easement and then come up down by Cardinal Grain and discharge into the manhole in their parking lot. During the Blue River Interceptor project, that forest main was in the way of the sewer line that runs through there, so they cut the forest main off and brought it back and dropped it into a manhole to where it makes the turn off of Chauncey, going out of the treatment plant. So that actually cuts back the amount of head that's on those pumps to where they're just working right now. So if you take the roughness out of that and put a smooth pipe in, then they'll just run themselves to death. So I don't know what that's going to look like, but that's where we stand on that so far. We had an intern from Woodco High School, started with us on Monday the 15th, and he seems to be doing pretty good. And our grit washer is back online. They installed a new gearbox last week that was all stripped out. He ordered a new one and sold that in-house and unplugged the 12-inch drain line that was on there today. They had to disassemble the pipe, take all the bolts out, pull out the elbow, and use the trailer back and packed everything out, cleaned it out, and put it back together. So that's all I've got.
Questions about it?
Same busy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
We guys completed the 50-50 sidewalk application on Maple Street. Finished that up today. We've been working with Lori a little bit on getting the application ready to send in for community crossings, which will be due at the end of this month. She had some questions about some things, and I think she's real close to sending it in. So I'll be meeting with ANZ next week to go over some of the details of the streets design of them for next year. And then we got the Welcome to Columbia City sign installed out on Little Turtle property. If you coming in town out around 209, you can see it there on Little Turtle property.
I think the youth that the one from Pimple?
Yes.
And the school will be taking care of it from this point on, but I think the youth council is going to do some decorating around the base of it in September. So, yeah.
Questions to Kelly? Yep. Thank you. Mike?
We got the storm line there at Dogwood completed. We got a storm line to replace out at Westgate, another one, and also today they finished the clean out of the North Tower and we're back to filling it up. We have to have two bacteria samples before we can open it up to the public, but hopefully by the end of the week.
Yep. Question to Mike. Thank you. Tom?
Just a few things. The Board of Works had interviews last Friday, got a hold of both candidates. Both have accepted those positions. The Mr. Stamper will be starting the 24th of September. At least that's the tentative plan right now. Because he told us about the fair that he was wanting to, or that he was the head of over there, and he wanted to make sure that he left with a decent outing. So he will be starting with the 24th. And then the other one will start around the first of the year. I think Rosie told me the 29th starts a new pay, so somewhere the 29th, 30th, or 31st is tentatively scheduled right now.
Depending on where the shift hits there.
Correct. Gotcha. I reported the last time of 102 and had some issues during pump testing, and we were trying to get to the bottom of that. Arms, who does our repairs on our pumps and things like that, had contacted First Class, the maker of the governor for the pump, basically the computer. First step is to send that in. They're going to go through and rebuild the governor on that and then send it back to us, put it back on, try another pump test, and if that doesn't fix it, it's got to be a wiring issue somewhere, and that's going to be fun. Rob from Arms does not believe that it's a major issue. It's just going to be a time-consuming issue to get it fixed, so That's a work in progress. 101 is having some issues with its charging system. I'm trying to milk that out to get it fixed until we get 102 back up and running, so that we have a working engine. So we're kind of working with a couple things here. So and then we don't have a grit washer. That sounds like something we'd serve for breakfast. We might be missing a revenue source if Mike's interested. So just thought I'd throw that out there for you.
Questions at Tom?
No.
Thank you. Chip?
Westgate's coming along. We're getting ready to pour curbs starting tomorrow. They'll be pouring the inside of Lawrence, Westgate, and James, and then move to the outside of those streets. I want to thank the electric department for all the work they've been doing out there, and stormwater department, a.k.a. water department. Sorry, I got choked up there. We got one of the catch basins cleaned out at the Eagle Park today, so that's, we're moving forward there. And just a lot of stuff going on, sorry.
Good.
Mine's kind of stuck.
Good. Questions of Chip? Mark?
We're in the middle of football started, so we have a lot of kids to play this year, and we're able to get them all enough equipment, which is a problem at first. But it's going. Splash pads broke down last Monday. Kind of the first really major issue we had with the splash pads was put it in.
Which was in?
Put it in, I think it was 2005 or 6. Okay. And so we got it up and running again today, but we're cheap, but we got it. Some people had thought we'd shut it down for the summer of the year, and that wasn't the case. We did put a message on Facebook explaining what was going on, but not everybody obviously read that. But it is open until later. We've been working on fertilizing and overseeding Eagle Park. Most likely this week things go up. Just trying to make that a little better. We did it about last week, which helped, but still a lot of stuff to do there. We started planning for the Mother Son Halloween party this fall. So that's in the process. Our soccer games will be starting soon this fall, and that also means concessions for the beginning. We serve snow cones at the football game Friday night. For JFL, and did that last year, but it's doing it again this year. So a lot of snow on the ground. It really does help with our JFL budget. Meeting with JPR Thursday, this Thursday, talking about the skate park contract project. And meet with Tad tomorrow to talk about our project.
Questions of Mark? Mark, I know one thing that from the aquatic center standpoint, I know you guys have gotten some questions. I know I've gotten some questions about why we're not keeping it open on the weekends all the way through Labor Day, and just reiterate the fact that it's a lifeguard staffing issue, and that when people go back to school, we don't have lifeguards. Even on the weekends, we don't have lifeguards necessarily.
Most people shut down before schools started. Mm-hmm. What are you
going to do in the
case? It's so difficult. Yeah. July gets here, because they're so involved with things in schools,
yep.
And, which is great. We want them to be involved in schools, but it's just hard for us to find enough guards to open.
Yep. Yep. Great. Thank you. Couple of, Tom, you have a question?
Yeah, well, one last thing I wanted to, I didn't have written down, but I was wanting to address that the Board of Works was last Friday. I attended the football game. I think prior to the high school becoming into the city limits, it became kind of a standard practice that they started lighting fireworks for touchdowns. Well, they're in the city limits now, and I don't know, before I go address this, I didn't know what the Board of Works wishes were on this. Do you, and I'm not sure it's the school or if it's private individuals doing it. It appeared that there were some fairly young kids that were actually igniting the fireworks. What are your wishes for this? Because they are outside of the dates that are that's allowed in city limits.
So I think I want to first lean on our city attorney to, because I think with, you know, that the Board of Works has the ability to approve additional fireworks dates. It's stated in our ordinance that we have the ability to do that.
That's why I thought
I understand that. Understanding that the school corporation, the school property was brought into the city limits, that does kind of change the formula versus when they were not inside the city limits. I guess I would ask maybe Marcia of you, I'm assuming the school, by allowing that to be lit off on their property, those fireworks to be lit off on their property, they are taking on the liability of those fireworks themselves.
I would never assume.
Okay.
Anything. But I think you can do an exception for special events, if I recall. It's been a while since I've looked at that.
I believe that's correct.
So you could just make, if you make that exception, just make sure that that's a part of the exception.
Gotcha.
But that is their liability.
So I guess to your point, and again, I don't want to speak out of turn, so Board of Works, if you have other thoughts, please share them. But I do think that if, because they are now in the city limits, I do think that they should at least request to the Board of Works the ability to do that. I don't know, I mean, knowing the people up here, I don't know that we're going to have any issue with them shooting off fireworks at the high school as long as they have themselves covered and that we don't have any liability on our side because... You know, we don't have anything to do with it effectively.
I wouldn't think it's individuals that do it. I would guess it's either the athletic department or the booster club that's doing it. But I don't know.
So they need to work that out too.
Yeah, from my vantage point it looked like definitely
young
children.
It's becoming very popular at football games.
Yeah.
A lot of teams do it now.
Don't disagree. That's why I didn't address it and thought I would.
Well, again, the just caveat to that was the bonfire. So I'm just saying
that that was wrote into their annexation that they can do fires on a school site.
Okay.
Part of their annexation.
I don't have a problem with it, but I agree with the mayor that maybe they should come to us and say, here's our dates.
Yeah.
We want to do it then.
Just submit a formal request. Again, I don't think anybody up here is against that. I think we... Obviously, full Eagle pride, school spirit, we're all for all that kind of thing. But we want to make sure that we are following the ordinance itself. So, I don't think it hurts to have a conversation with them, Tom, and let them know, like, hey, if this is happening, we need a little bit more information. We're not trying to be heavy-handed government or anything like that. We just want to make sure that that there is a following of the ordinance itself.
I'm sure they don't even know.
Yeah.
But that... Be it, but potentially any sport. I mean, it's not just, football.
Yeah.
Well, it'd only be the outside sports.
Well, right.
Football, soccer.
But I'm just saying, we're just specifically talking
about
football.
Absolutely.
We want to encompass.
I would say each individual sport would have to come and say, here's our date.
Yeah, I would say any time that they're going to light fireworks off in the city limits that's not on the approved dates, they need to get permission, on that, a special exception, if you will, again, to be fine to see fireworks at tennis, by the way. That'd be kind of humorous.
Yeah, but so. I think in that request, it's got to be that they take responsibility.
Absolutely.
The liability. It has to be in the written request.
Yeah.
Would they have to have a permit just like we do from the state to do that?
I don't think that they were anything other than consumer-grade fireworks.
Okay.
If it's commercial, they do, but if it's consumer grade that they can buy off the shelf, then there's no. Okay. Did that give you enough direction?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. I did get a report from Gary, who was at his son's first football game of the year. So he said that Officer Krieger has started, and then the other two new officers, Campbell and Thomas, Campbell has a higher date of August 27th, and Thomas has a higher date of September 10th. And so they've already gone through perk testing, so things are running smoothly there. He said several officers at training this month for defensive tactics, firearms, interdiction, de-escalation, etc. Sergeant Crabtree is going to be going to leadership with the county. He is going to set up a time, he said council, but also Nicole, you're invited too. Going to the firearm simulator. We've talked about doing that, and we'd like to do that maybe by the end of sometime in the end of September. So be on the lookout for that email, and just to kind of run through those scenarios so so the council and the board know kind of what those officers face, if you will. Under dispatch, he says dispatch will be at September and October's first Fridays. I don't know what that means, but that's what he said. They're looking for some new headsets for dispatchers, and they're continuing to work on their SOPs. Marcia. Rosie. Let me make sure I don't have anything real quick. We have our first youth council meeting tomorrow. So we will be, just in case you get complaints, we will be cleaning up the welcome signs on the ends of Columbia City at City Ford, as well as on the other end. Thank you. On the far west end where Old 30 and New 30 come together. We will be out there with lots of good weed spray and gloves to pull weeds and things like that. And I'm also having, I guess, I think I'm speaking at the Senior Center on Thursday. I think that's what's on my calendar. So, and then Monday we will be giving a presentation, a handful of us will be giving a presentation to NDOT and their consultant for the Planning and Environmental Linkage Study that's happening for US 30. So hopefully we're making some progress there. That's all I have. Walt?
Nothing.
Nicole?
Nothing.
And press? And audience? Okay. Then we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.